Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello, and welcome to episode 25, MAFS 2024, from a dating expert's perspective, week 4. I have some really juicy dating lessons for you this episode, so let's get started. This week, we met 3 new couples, Michael and Stephen, Jade and Rich, and Madeline and Ash. Let's start with Michael and Stephen and why every straight woman in Australia now wishes she were a gay man. These guys are utterly delightful. They're both gorgeous, sweet, and family-oriented. What's not to love? There's a little bit of an age difference. Stephen is only 26, while Michael is 34, but they're both warm, open, and genuinely want to find love. So let's see what happens. Next up, Jade and Ridge. It got off to a bit of a rocky start when Ridge mistook his wedding day for a frat party. Luckily, Jade didn't let Ridge's laddish exterior turn her off, because once he was separated from his mates and was alone with Jade, they really hit it off. Jade said a couple of things I want to expand on because there's really something to be learned here. She said, "I don't have it in me to keep trying to find the right person on dating apps. I'm sick of people messaging me if they're not going to marry me." The woman is 26 years old. "I didn't even start my online dating journey until I was 27, and I did it for 11 years until I met my husband David online at 38. So I understand how she feels, but in the event things don't work out with Ridge, she's going to have to get comfortable with the realities of modern dating if she wants to find love. Meeting someone without having to date is the relationship equivalent of winning the lottery. Rarely does Mr. Right just come along, especially after a certain age, when you're no longer going to uni, traveling, or partying, and most of your friends have paired off, the chances of serendipity are extremely low." Let's take the first part of what she said. "I don't have it in me to keep trying to find the right person on dating apps." If you're feeling this way, I have 2 pieces of advice. Number 1, you do have it in you. You just need to shift your expectations of online dating. Stop expecting every moment of it to be fun. If you expect online dating to be a non-stop party, you're going to be disappointed. Think of it more like exercise, chores, and other tasks you have to do that you don't always feel like doing. You find it in you to do them because they need to be done to achieve a certain result. Dating is no different. Now, of course, some aspects of dating should be fun. Getting out on a date with a decent guy, good conversations, flirting, compliments, kisses, and romance should all be fun. But it often takes a lot of work to achieve that fun. Don't be afraid of the work. Don't let it turn you off. All the dating work you do will be well worth it when you find love with your Mr. Right and have someone special to share your life with. And number 2, the reason you're struggling with online dating is because you don't know how to do it. Now, please don't take that personally. No one knows how to do it because no one was ever taught how to do it. But when you learn how to date more effectively, dating does become a lot easier and more fun. When I finally learned how to date more effectively, I met my husband David in 6 months. That's why I'm now so passionate about helping women have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did. It is possible for dating to not be a complete nightmare. You just need 1, more realistic expectations of dating, and 2, more effective dating techniques. Now, let's discuss the second part of what Jade said. "I'm sick of people messaging me if they're not going to marry me." Again, I understand how she feels, but this is another unrealistic expectation of online dating or dating in general. No one knows whether or not they're going to marry someone the moment they see them. There's no such thing as love at first sight. There's only attraction at first sight. It takes time to get to know someone and see if they're the right fit for you for the rest of your life. You can like someone's dating profile. You can want to see them again after the first date. You can want to be exclusive after a month of dating. But you don't know them until you've been together for at least a year and ideally have lived with them for at least 6 months. It takes time for the mask to slip and for you to see their true colors. It takes a few fights to see if they can fight fairly and make up quickly. It takes time to see how they show up for you on a daily basis. Trust me, you do not want someone who knows they're going to marry you the second they see your dating profile and message you. In most cases, that person is a love bomber and will probably disappear from your life as quickly as they entered it. Okay, moving on to Madeline and Ash. Madeline is a good example of the importance of keeping a lid on your crazy in the early stages of dating. That's not to say you can't be yourself, but you do need to build up some crazy credits with a man before you let the crazy out. I let the crazy out with David at the 7 month mark, and if I'd let that crazy out on the 7 day mark, we wouldn't be together, but we'd had 7 blissful months. I also took immediate and full responsibility for my crazy and promised not to lose it quite like that ever again. And I haven't. And for these reasons, David forgave me and we got on with it. He would have run a mile if he'd seen that side of me in the very early stages. In a good relationship, you should absolutely feel comfortable being yourself. But you still need to be considerate of your partner. You don't need to hold in your feelings or hide your true self. You just need to be mindful of how you express your feelings and true self. In Madeline's case, she needs to find someone who respects the fact that she's a psychic and is able to roll with her unpredictable moods. But that doesn't mean she can do whatever she wants, whenever she wants. Sometimes she needs to rein it in for her partner's comfort. Finally, let's talk about this whole Tori and Jack thing and how, for some reason, they seem to think they're a really strong couple despite not having been intimate yet. Now, if this was, say, Cassandra and Tristan or Natalie and Collins, I might understand it. Perhaps they're shy, inexperienced, or just want to take things slow. But Tori and Jack are self-proclaimed highly sexual people. Tori has made it clear she wants to be intimate with Jack. But because Jack's openly admitted he's not that sexually attracted to Tori, I think he's enjoying having this power over her more than he'd enjoy being intimate with her. And that's a huge red flag, especially as she seems to be going along with it rather than calling him out on it or calling it quits with him. I mean, what woman in her right mind wants to be with a man who doesn't find her particularly sexually attractive? Jack can say he finds Tori attractive all he likes, but what he means is he objectively thinks she's attractive, but he's not dying to jump her bones. And that's a problem. Being attracted to someone and them to you is part of what makes a relationship. Finding someone objectively attractive but not wanting to be intimate with them is irrelevant. I think Tori's wasting her time with Jack. I think Jack is going to bring her nothing but heartache. And I think she deserves someone who thinks she's beautiful, sexy, and wants to rip her clothes off. As for Jack's now famous muzzle your woman comment, that's just another reason why Tori needs to step away from Jack. He comes across as narcissistic, manipulative, and not the kind of man a woman should trust with her emotional well-being. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number one tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation, someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single: 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.